Series 4 of I'm a Public Health Professional, Get Me Out of Here. And before we start, please, sir, can I have some more?
More?
Well, I only asked. According to the UK Faculty for Public Health, we're going back to Dickensian times, as rising food prices and decreasing wages mean that many people simply can't afford to eat healthy food. President Professor John Ashton, never one to mince his words, said this week, "We have to face an uncomfortable truth. We may be facing a public health emergency in the UK. The spectre of Oliver Twist is back. Children are going hungry in the UK. They may not be eating gruel, but their parents are having to choose cheap food that is filling but not nutritious." 170 members of the faculty have sent an open letter to Prime Minister David Cameron asking for an inquiry into nutrition and hunger in the UK. They point out that the UK food prices have gone up by 12% since 2007, whilst there's been a 7.6% fall in real wages in the same period. Figures from DEFRA also suggest that between 2007 and 2012, fruit and vegetable consumption went down in the UK by 10%. Last month, the Trussell Trust, the UK's biggest food bank provider, said the demand had doubled in the past year. Cheap food may not be healthy, but according to a French study, it might be better for the environment. Researchers looked at 391 foods and beverages, concluding that the greenest diet is one containing less meat and dairy products, but the sugary foods with little nutritional value, including pastries and soft drinks, have environmental footprints that are small to average. In other food news, looks like after gate, we're now heading for gate. A recent study by the Food Standards Agency questioned the makeup of lamb products and led to the good old Daily Mail producing the typically understated headline, "Is there a rat in your curry?" This week, halal meat was withdrawn from schools in Leicester after tests revealed a lamb kebab contained 50% beef. Local authorities have been asked by the FSA to purchase 300 samples of lamb products nationwide this month to try to get an idea of the scale of the problem. Now, where's the worst place to get food poisoning? Well, how about at a food safety conference? Well, that's what happened to 100 people who attended the US National Food Safety Summit in Baltimore. Amongst them were members of the US Food and Drug Administration and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta. Well, nothing like a bit of first-hand experience, is there? I said loud music can make you deaf. How did you celebrate International Noise Awareness Day? And don't say you didn't hear about it. I was woken up on the day by a window cleaner who decided that throwing the doors of his van open and treating the entire close to his Jimi Hendrix obsession was a great way to celebrate the perils of excessive noise. In a way, it will be when he comes around expecting a tip at Christmas. More seriously, though, long-term exposure to transport noise is estimated to cost society £7 to £10 billion, while contributing to heart conditions, high blood pressure and sleep disturbance. Ironically, for my rock-loving window cleaner, a new study suggests professional musicians are also four times more likely to suffer from deafness caused by exposure to loud noise than the general public. Whether playing in rock bands or in an orchestra, career musicians are also 57% more likely to develop tinnitus. The authors of the study said that their findings made a strong case for measures to protect musicians' hearing. Music is one thing, but screaming kids are another. But MBs in Austria have agreed to amend the law, which currently allows people in the country to take action against noise coming from nurseries and playgrounds, which are judged at present in the same class as noise sources, such as lawnmowers. Well, I don't know, my daughter was pretty shrill when she was going at the age of four, you know.
As I wait for sleep to drag me under.
So, what will we play at the end of today's podcast? Well, if you fancy a flutter, you can bet in play now. No, not really. In fact, let's face it, Ray Winston hasn't done himself any favours with those ridiculous adverts. But if it comes to it, Stanley can tell him, the proliferation of betting shops containing fixed odds gaming machines has become a big problem in our high streets. In fact, big enough for town planners to be given new powers by the government to refuse planning permission for new bookies. Up until now, bookmakers fell into the retail planning class, so rarely needed to apply for a change of use when taking over an existing shop. In future, though, they'll be given their own planning class, helping local authorities to look more closely at applications. Guidance on gaming machines, which now accepts stakes of up to £50, is also expected later this year. Air quality may have returned to normal after the Sahara dust incident. Decent title for a film, that. But researchers at King's College have been busy analysing the event. They think almost 70% of the fine particles came from outside the UK, with around 20% consisting of Sahara dust. Results also show that the episode was not a natural phenomenon, as suggested by some parts of the media, the bulk of the pollution being man-made. Officials in China are hoping that new environmental laws there will start to address the country's looming environmental crisis. Tougher penalties for polluters and bans on planning permission for potentially polluting processes in certain areas are just two of the new measures, which will also stop people in some cities lighting outside grills and barbecues. The Chinese government recently released figures showing that 20% of the country's farmland and 60% of the groundwater is polluted. Finally, this week, if you're thinking of getting a new pet, then I'd steer clear of a bearded dragon if I was you, after an outbreak of Salmonella cotton poisoning, which has so far given rise to 132 cases in the United States, has been traced back to bearded dragons being kept as pets. A majority of the cases are in children under five, the outbreak first coming to light in Wisconsin back in January. Bearded dragons are native to Australia, and experts have advised owners to follow strict personal hygiene after handling their pets. I wonder if that applies to Furbies as well. Ow! That hurt. Only joking, Stanley. Well, that's it for another 7 days. And remember, while we're gone, keep the noise down and don't touch any dragons now, will you? And, looks like the window cleaners are back. See you next week.
Now I go clean windows to earn an honest buck.
Health Professional Get Me Out of Here is written, presented and produced by Pete Hill. All comments made are purely personal and do not relate to any other body. This podcast is protected by a Creative Commons licence. Any unauthorised reproduction for commercial gain is strictly prohibited.
An old mate walks around the floor. She's so fed up one day, I'm sure. She'll drag me in and lock the door when I'm cleaning windows.